Today is all about weight. Today is all about my weight and how I'm handling it and how I feel about it. It really is. It's all about the weight and how I feel about the weight and where I want to go with the weight. Today, or last night, I would say, Yeah, because see what happened was, all right, I guess last week, come to think about it. Last week, I was in New Orleans. It was a three-day weekend, basically. I worked 4 hours on Monday, but basically, it was a three-day weekend. And I was in New Orleans. So that means I'm going to eat. I was eating. And so I understood that Mr. Scale was going to Mr. Scale was going to let me know what I did while I was gone. That's Mr. Scale's job. Mr. Scale's job is to let me know what I did and what I didn't do while I was gone. And it did. It slapped me when I got back. But it wasn't that bad of a slap. But it was left to let me know, hey, you know, it was a minor setback. When I left for New Orleans, I was 214 point something. When I got back from New Orleans and weighed myself again, there was no ways from the time I left that. When I weighed Friday morning and I worked, jumped on an airplane, went to New Orleans, and came back. I came back, and I worked, and I got on a scale that night after work. And it was 224. I was up like 10 pounds. But it really wasn't a real 10 pounds. It was like a it was just indicated a trend that I did some stuff. It just indicated a trend that I had done some stuff. So, and I kind of got it back. I kind of got a lot of it back. I did. I believe I did. You know, I kind of got back on my regimen and got back into, I haven't missed any 10,000 step days. I've been getting my 10,000 steps a day since February. And so I'm staying on that. And then this weekend, so I worked 4 hours Monday, and I was going to celebrate the fact that I worked a full work week, but I didn't because I only worked 4 hours on Monday. And I worked the rest of the week. I made it through, worked in the office on Wednesday. I made it through flying back on Monday. Getting on an airplane. I think airplane left at 5:30 in the morning, New Orleans time. So I had to get up at 2:30 to get there at 3:30 or something like that, which basically came out to mean I got up at 12:30 Pacific time or something like that. It was like I got up at 12:30 Pacific time and didn't go to bed and just step on the plane, step here, step there, and then go to bed till like 11 o'clock Pacific time. Or something like that. You know, so I did pretty good. And, you know, I felt I did good, but really I just did what I was supposed to do. And then today, the whole thing, I guess what I'm trying to do is cut to the chase, is the whole thing today, yesterday, it was my first day off, you know, with nothing to do or no obligations where I could just like kind of lay around, whatever lay around means in my world, because really laying around just means sleeping 2 hours later, laying in bed and then still getting up and getting my steps. You know, I've been getting my steps and then come home and try not to eat. And I didn't. I made hot dogs and chicken, and I had French fries, and I kind of overdid it. Probably drank a lot of fluids, Kool-Aid. I dilute my Kool-Aid, but I still had a lot of that. And the whole thing being that my weight, it was at 223. I saw it at 219, 220. And this was with me waking up. I don't know what I did Friday night. I don't think I went that hard, but I guess I must have, because my weight kind of shot up more than I thought. So I think I woke up. In fact, I could tell you right now. All right, look at that. Look what I did for y'all. I did this just for y'all. As you can see, today is May 12th. And after my walk today, I woke up this morning, I didn't feel like doing nothing. I ate and went back to bed. I think I had a hot dog, some french fries, piece of chicken. And then I hit the, I made brownies last night. And I hit the brownies today. I was just going to let myself sink. Sink all the way into it and wallow in it and just fall out. And just, it was still early. I think I started all this about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So by 1:30, I was back in the bed. Full stomach, brownies, drink, hot dogs. I was back in the bed at 1:30. I knew I'd wake up, 3:30, 4, whatever, and then go get my steps. And I noticed yesterday that it didn't get dark until like 6:30. So I knew I was going to be able to get up and, get my steps in and whatever. So I got up and when I see today at 60, at 4:47, before when I went on my walk, I was 223.6. When I got back from my walk, I was 220. Can you see that? Let me see if I can make it bigger. Okay, how about that? That should be really clear. So today at 1955, 7:55 when I got back. Wow, 7:55 when I got back? I'm 10 o'clock. Does that sound right? 7:55, 8 o'clock when I got back? Because I just chilled out. I got back. No, it couldn't have been 40 minutes ago. I've been doing this long. Anyway, I got back. It was 220. When I got up today, after I ate and went back to bed, I was 223.6. This morning, you can see when I weighed myself at 8:17 this morning, I was 223.4. So I stayed in there. And that 223.4 was kind of disappointing. I'm not going to lie. That 223.4 was kind of disappointing. Okay, because yesterday, 5:11, at 3 o'clock, that was after I went for my walk, I was 17.8 and I got back 216.2. I think that was yesterday. Today is the 12th. Yesterday about noon. When I woke up, I was 219. Friday night when I went to bed, I was 220. No, at 8 o'clock, I was 220. And I knew I was gonna eat. That don't look so and then tonight, 219 to 220. That's not bad. At 10:44 on the 10th, today's the 12th, 11th, 10th, Friday night, if I was 220, that's not too bad. And I think when I woke up the next day, I was hoping to be lower than this. Oh, because I went to bed eating brownies. I went and got some brownies and some chips and went to bed. So that's why this number, this 220 to two, only went down 0.8. And as you can see, the 10th, on the 10th was when? Saturday? Yeah, today's 12, 11, 10. Friday, I was 215.4, so I was doing pretty good. And this is when I got back from, I don't remember, but you can see the numbers. I think I got back from New Orleans. I came back on the 7th. 222. Oh, yeah, here it is. On May 3rd, before I left for New Orleans, I was 214.6. I was very happy with that number. Then on May 7th, when I came back, I was 222.6. So I must have, I weighed myself when I got back. And then I must have got back. And then weighed myself, took a shower, then worked, and then went to bed that night. Oh, that was 2 pounds from eating. But you can see all my, here's my weight here. And as you can see, just 224 on the 7th. That's the night I got back from after working and eating. And you can see the numbers. You see how the numbers, 218, 219, 223. This was April 28th. Now watch, I'm going to show you. See how the number, there's the 222, 24, 224, 223. This is April, 220, 220, 220, 220, 219, 220, 221, 223. See how 330, this was March, 223, 222. Every now and then I get a 219, 216. And that was, I bet you these are on Fridays because Monday, on the weekend, they always go up. Monday, it always goes up. And you say, so you can see for a few months here in March and all that. I mean, look at it, 226. I bet you this was a Sunday. I bet you this was a Sunday. Or a Monday. It's a Monday or a Sunday. 225. Look at that. 225, 226. But I want to show you. Here's what I really want to show you. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, I got to switch over. Hold on. Here's what I want to show you right here. Here's what I want to show you right here. And this is what I want you to see. October 2023. Look at me. 198, 201, 199, 206, 200, 199. Look at that. And I thought it was from Halloween, but actually it started at Thanksgiving. Look at, I'm 199.8. You know, I'm trying to get down to like 194. Look, I'm 195, 196 on some of these days. You know, and I probably ballooned up to 200. I bet you just on Halloween, I'm blew up to 200. I bet you that was a weekend. And then look, I'm down 199, 200. I'm hovering right at 200. You know, then I'm doing pretty good. I'm still at 200. I'm starting to tick up just a little bit before Thanksgiving. See, I went from like 196, 195. It's very slow. See how slow that ticks up? 195, 197, 198, 197, 196, 200. And then it slowly, you can see it come up. It goes to 201, 200, 203. Look at that, 203. And then 200, and then boom, here comes Thanksgiving. And then 199, Thanksgiving, 199, 8, I was doing pretty good. And 201, then 203, and then you see 205s, 202s, and all of a sudden, all these numbers are above 200. This was in December, the beginning of December, and I'm thinking that's when I quit smoking. What I do is I say, what I tell people is this is when I quit smoking Black & Milds, when I quit smoking my nicotine, and that's what I replaced that stimulation. Look, 206, 207, 209. Look at those numbers start going up around Christmas, and then at Christmas, I think I just look 12, 206, 210, 210, 209. Look at that, 1217, December, 209, 214, 215. And I knew this was happening. I was watching this happening. I'm weighing myself every day, so I see it's happening. And the 215, oh, I'll get it back. I ain't worried about it, and then 213, 214, and then 216, and then I'm still going up. 216, 217, 215, 218, 215, 8, 215, 214. Look at that. This was January 20th. Now I'm 220s. See how that steadily goes up. 222, 220, 221. And like today, it's weird because these numbers is probably the highest they've gotten though. But see, here they go. 225, 226, 224s, 223s. See, I'm up in the 223s, 222s consistently there. And then 227s. Look at that. Look at that. 225, 226. Did I see a 228 in there? And then I don't know if I was starting to fight it here, but I started to get a little bit and I started to fight it here. You can see the numbers starting to get down 219, 220, April, 222. I'm starting to fight it a little bit better because of the craving after work. If I'm not smoking, you know, I used to smoke that nicotine. It used to do something to my metabolism and my mental, and it made it easier not to eat. And all of a sudden the nicotine was gone. You can see I'm still fighting the numbers, but it's coming down slower. It's coming down really slow. 221, I have a slippage to go back up. 216, see how these numbers are, they're coming down. It's so gradual. It's just so gradual. It's just really so gradual. Now here I am, 223, 223. Look, these are the numbers. Don't look any different from when. If you look at this number, 223, 220, they really don't look any different than when I was at my highest. But the thing is, if I'm 220 on a Sunday, it's like that's the highest. So by Friday, I could be down under 215 easy. See, it's this week, this 220 on a Sunday. Right now, if I don't eat any more today and I ate enough today, if I just take it light and I be sensible, and I go wake up at 219 on a Monday. If I go wake up 219 on a Monday, get back into my weekly regimen, make it through, And I'm doing a lot better at work on Wednesdays. I'm not being, you know, not eating too much, but sometimes they have lunch there and it makes it difficult. Let's just be real. Sometimes they have lunch there and it gets to be a thing. So 220, look at it. And then see these numbers, 216, 214, these are down. I consider these down. I don't know why, because even though this 223, 224 is it's on a weekend. That's like my highest, where if I come back here, that was my average. My average could be 225, 226. See, 220, it seemed like if I'm looking at the numbers now, it's like there's no difference, but there is a difference. There's definitely a difference. There's definitely a difference. The numbers have come down, 224, 226, 225, you know. Let me see what day that is. Yeah, I just checked. This 220, this 317, March 17th. March 17th was a Saturday. In fact, it was St. Patrick's Day. So the 18th, I can almost guarantee you is going to go up. Look at that. 17th, 228. That's a Saturday. I won't get that high. See, this is a Saturday, and then 226. And that Sunday, oh, I did pretty good that Sunday. That Sunday night, the 18th, 226.8. Then woke up Monday morning at 225. See, these numbers, this is the numbers I'm comparing at 222. The 220 on a Sunday night is compared to this. This is 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, 226. And right now I'm 220. And that was March 17th. And this is May, 2 months ago. I'm used to losing more weight than that. I'm just used to losing much more weight than that, faster than that. Let me see how I did a month ago. And then see the 24, the 220. It's 224 on May 7th. I'm on April 7th. April 7th is a Sunday. April 7th is a Sunday, see? And look at that. Where'd that go? 227? 223, 24, that's Saturday. See, I can tell how the numbers go up and down. The lower numbers, that high number, it doesn't get as high. So on the 420th, I was 215.4. And the 20th was a Saturday. The 20th was a Saturday and 215.4. And on the 20th, it was a Saturday, 218, 21. See, 221, 220, where I was getting up to 224, 225, 226. So, see, the trend is there, you know. So right now I'm at 220. It's 7:55 on a Sunday, and I'm feeling good. And I don't feel like I'm going to eat tonight. I mean, I'm definitely going to eat something. I'm going to eat something. But I don't think I'm going to eat, like, you know, that enough to do any too much damage. I don't think. I feel I have a better handle on the stimulation. I think I have a better handle on replacing that nicotine stimulation that I used to get smoking. I'm definitely more focused on it. You can tell by my energy seems to be more up right now. I don't feel lazy or sluggish, because believe me, I can get lazy and sluggish and just feel like I just want to wallow in it. But I don't feel that way right now. So that's a good thing. And the reason, like I said, the reason I cut this on, I don't know if I said it, but the reason I cut this on is this is my therapy. Thank you for being here for my therapy. This is my weight therapy. And I'm looking at it. I'm going over the numbers. I'm seeing the numbers. I'm realizing what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. I'm putting it in my face. You know, I want to know. I want to be there. I want to be present. And I'm drinking water. I'm probably going to drink some Kool-Aid. There's some chips and brownies in there. I'm going to get it here. I'm going to eat again before I go to bed. Probably finish up watching Three Body Problem. I'm just trying to take it in like that. Wake up tomorrow, get right back on the regimen. And if I can wake up tomorrow under 220, I'd be happy. If I can wake up tomorrow under 220, if I can wake up on a Monday under 220, hold on. Okay, I just did the math, and well, I just found, I got the calendar, and the last Monday that I weighed, realistically, because I was traveling and on the 6th, And the last Monday, I woke up. It was April 29th. And at 8:59 in the 9 o'clock in the morning, I was 221. That was the last Monday. The 29th, I was 221 on that Monday. So let's go back to the 22nd. On the 22nd on Monday, I was 218. So I did see, I did good. I was doing good there and I slipped. And I was doing good and I slipped. And then I slipped and then I went to New Orleans. See, so I was doing pretty good. So between, okay, so on that Monday, I was 218. Let's go back to the Monday before that. That'd be the 15th. Oh, 222. So, see, I'm definitely on track. I'm 220 right now. On the 14th at 8:35, I was 220. And I didn't weigh myself Sunday night or didn't register. 6:30 in the morning, I was 222, 8:35, 414. I don't even know where I was at. I might have been someplace else. I might have been here another time. So on Monday the 15th, I was 222 when I woke up in the morning. And I went to bed that night at 224. So I'm saying right now I'm 220 and I should wake up tomorrow. The other, that was that 218. I woke up the eighth was a Monday. Let's see what I was on the eighth. 224. That was when I went to bed. I woke up on Monday, 223. So I'm definitely losing weight. I'm definitely losing weight and I have to remember that. So the Monday, so it was the 8th, 15th, 22nd. 22nd is a Monday. 218.6. That's a good number. I'd be happy with that number. I would be happy. How did I do that week? On that week, I was, the Friday of that week, the 22nd, was the 26th. Oh, I went to Vegas. That was Funk Night in Vegas. That's what happened. So, you know, I went to Vegas, so things probably happened. But on the 25th, I woke, look, at 25th, after my steps, I'm 216.8. I woke 25th, I woke up at 218.6. And then 26th, I didn't take Mr. Scale with me to Vegas. Did I? No, I didn't take Mr. Scale with me to Vegas. What the hell? 26 was Funk Night. 27. Oh, I woke up at my mother's. And then I came. Yeah, I came back the next day to my mother's the next day. And I was 219 on the 27th, which was a Saturday. Because on the 26th, I drove to Vegas. So on the 26th, the 25th, oh, I must have did something at my mother's the 25th. The 25th, yeah, I think I went to my mother's on the 25th. And then I drove to Vegas the next day. So I did something, see, on the 25th. To the 26th at 111. I'm 219.4. See, something happened right there. I wasn't at that. But anyway, you can see the trend. And the whole thing right now is what I'm happy about is this right here. This 220. It's 220 right there. If I can just maintain and wake up tomorrow, I probably won't get 218. I won't be at 218 something. I'll probably be at 219. But if I can wake up tomorrow on the 220, it'd be a good week. And then I got a solid week coming right now. This week, there's no holidays, so I should have 5 straight days of work. Put my head down, 5 straight days of work, work in the office. I don't know if it's all hands day. If it's all hands day, it might be food there. But I'm controlling myself more and more at work, eating. If I could put a solid work day in. Oh, I go to my mother's Wednesday. There's always something. I go to my mother's Wednesday, so I probably have a situation controlling my eating. I go to my mother's Wednesday. So that means I'm going to have to fight the power. I go to my mother's Wednesday, and I'll be there this weekend. So I got to, yeah. See, just it's always something. And that's one thing about, like, life. Life, you can't beat life, and I'm glad I can't. Life is always challenging, and I'm glad it is that way. It's always something. It's always something. Anyway, how long have I been talking here? 25 minutes talking about my weight. I like it. I like it. I feel pretty good. I should take my blood pressure. Hold on. Yeah, and what I did this week was I brined some chicken. I wanted some chicken thighs. I just wanted chicken thighs bad. And so I brined it, and I put way too much salt in the brine. I put way, way, way too much salt in it. And it came out way too salty, but I ate them anyway. So, and I've been eating potato chips. I love my potato chips. And they didn't have the unsalted brand on sale. And the unsalted kettle chips are like, they were $5.49 a bag. I don't pay $5.49 a bag for them. So I got some Kroger brand kettles, and they were kettle chips, and they were salted. So I've been having salt. I've been having, bottom line is having salt, and I've been using salt and not potassium chloride. And my blood pressure just told me that I have been doing that. It's 139 over 104, which is high. 139 over 104 is high. I mean, that goes without being saying, but that's even high for me. Because it wasn't that high before. It was doing much better than that before. And even if I calm myself down a little bit and, you know, probably talk a little slower or whatever, it might even come down more. But, you know, I knew it was going to be high. That's why I took it. And I knew I'd been eating salt. And, you know, by Friday, it'd be lower. If I get to come, I bet you it'll come down lower on this way. Did I say 139, 104? 141, 102. Yeah. Yeah, I did. And pulse rate was 63. So, I mean, I know I did stuff. I've been doing stuff. And I deserve it. And, you know, I got to get back on it. Get back on my potassium chloride. And, you know, back off the chips a little bit. Go back to my air pop. New Orleans. Definitely had an impact, you know, a lot of salt, a lot of, you know, sodium there. So I kind of expected these numbers and I can make them drop. You know, I can make a drop. I just have to act right. And I will. I'm doing much better. Like I said, I'm doing much better overall mentally and just my focus on things and how I feel about not the future, but how I feel about, you know, what I want to eat and not eat. 135 over 105. Yeah, see, that number, I deserve that number. I deserve that number. So I'm not upset about it. And I know I can do something with it. You know, I know I can do something with that number. And I will. Right now I'm connecting my phone, syncing my, can you see that? I don't know if you can or not. Taking my blood pressure numbers. You can see that 135 over 105. And then, you know, let me see if I can see the history. History, blood pressure. And then we'll see 141. See, it was 114 over 91 on May 3rd. Wow, on May 3rd, it was 114 over 91, 116 over 93, 118 over 93. Hell, on May 1st, it was 115 over 89. Hell, on May 1st, it was 119. May 1st, it was 123 over 93. So, and then it was all after, you know, New Orleans. So, you know, I monitor stuff. I just keep a monitor on and, you know, do stuff. And it kind of trips me out that of all the people, well, not of all the people that I know, but of a lot of people that I know and associate with. Well, I wouldn't say associate with, but a lot of people that I know, I'm the healthiest. And I never thought I'd be that person. I'm the healthiest, but I'm probably the most disciplined, the most aware, the most hands-on with my life, the most honest with everything, the most engaging. Of all the people I know, I probably examine my life more than anybody. if I can say that, if that makes sense. And I know that's a misstatement, you know, I really can't make that statement, but something like that. A lot of people I know, I really examine my life. I live an examined life. I watch everything I do. I'm aware of everything I do. I confront it. I analyze it. I don't shy away from my shortcomings. I know what I'm doing wrong. I know when I do it wrong. I make the decision. I have integrity. I have discipline. I hold myself accountable. I hold myself accountable. So when I do slip or I do this, I go to New Orleans, I eat that. You know, I face it. I realize it. And I hold myself accountable. So, you know, I understand. We'll see what it is. Anyway,